Hello.
Hello. Is Victoria Brown there?
Who's calling, please?
Yes, I'm Chris. I'm from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm merely conducting a survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
All right. I hope it ain't take long because I'm on my way out the door.
Okay, let's try to be fast. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print radio?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am black.
Thank you. What is your age?
71.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president?
I always vote.
So you will definitely vote, or?
Yes.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction of the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country right now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two. Or you can stop me as I read. Improving the economy, improving K-12 public school education, reducing gun violence, investing in maternal health and to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, reducing crime, fighting inflation, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, protecting LGBTQ rights, providing affordable child care, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination.
The first one I like is women should have the right to choose whether or not they want to have an abortion or not. So that's the first thing that I want. And the second thing is, I think you were saying something about the immigrants, stop illegal immigrants from coming into the country. Those are two things that I think they should stop.
So protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights and increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration.
Yes.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are the economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. And thinking about the economy or how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Falling behind.
Okay. In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? Once again, similar to the last one, you can select up to two on the list. Sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women. Unfair or rigged economic system for the rich. Inadequate programs to help people in poverty. Poor life choices and values by some. Not enough good role models. Poor work ethic. Lack of good paying job opportunities. The breakdown of the traditional family structure, too many people depending on the government for handouts, racism and discrimination.
What was that last one again?
Racism and discrimination.
That's one of the ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so many. God. I'm sorry. Can you say them again? That last one was really one that I
What about too many people depending on the government for handouts? The one before was the breakdown of the family of
yes,
the
that one.
Okay, thank you. Now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which one you think is the biggest reason. Once again, you can choose two as well. You can stop me because this is a bit longer. So, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly, a toxic culture like music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values, reduced funding for public services to help people in need, too many guns flooding our streets.
Mm-hmm.
Inadequate programs to help lower-income people. Too many people suffering from mental illness on our streets. Too many young people not being properly parented and raised.
That's true. Those two right there.
Would you like to hear the rest of the list?
You can hear.
Lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. Not enough police officers on the street. Inflation and rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by. Or lacking of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training.
Oh, God. See, all of those things I don't like. All of those things, I think it's too many illegal immigrants coming around along. And then I think it's not, they should have more programs for the younger kids to get involved in when they come after school. So it's like four of them. So,
I don't know which one? The two biggest reasons.
They should have more programs for kids after school to, you know, and give them mentors and stuff that, you know, they can get involved in, you know. Mm-hmm. The schooling system is terrible, I believe. Yes.
Okay.
So that, I like that one. And, there was something that you said that break down the family value or something.
Is that what
I chose?
You chose were too many guns flooding our streets, too many young people not being properly parented and raised, and lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children.
Okay,
away.
So taking away the lack of parenting and replace it with not too many. They should have more programs for the kids after schools and things like that to get involved with. Replace it with that one.
Okay, thank you. Done. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery and or racism in public schools? A lot.
I just heard something last week when they overturned the Roe versus Wade, where, you know, they took away the act where they have to hire minorities and less people. I heard about that, and I think that's not right. So
would you say it was a little or a lot that you heard about it?
Well, I heard a little bit about it, and what I heard I don't like.
Okay, thank you. That's the next question. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I oppose it. I don't think they should ban books. No.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is the critical race theory, or CRT.
I never heard of them.
Okay.
Black Lives Matter or BLM?
Um, 95%.
Kevin McCarthy?
I've heard of her, but I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. We can move on.
I don't know too much. Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris?
89%.
Beyonce?
Beyonce, the singer?
The singer.
80%.
Barack Obama?
95%.
Joe Biden?
95%.
The feminist movement?
85%.
Donald Trump?
Oh, God, zero.
Ron DeSantis?
Don't know too much about her.
Okay. That's fine. Hakeem Jeffries?
Say 75%.
Mm-hmm. The gay rights movement?
I think 75%.
The NAACP?
80%.
Thank you. I know it's way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Cornel West, the third party candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Thank you. We're going to switch up things a bit, and thank you very much for your patience. We're almost there, I promise. But switching things a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have an impact at all on your life. You can choose any number between 0 and 10. The first one is affirmative action ending.
That really would affect my life. So what's that? It really affected a 10?
Major impact 10, no impact at all 0.
No, it will affect me majorly. It would affect me a great deal.
From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Thank you. Crime and violence in this country?
That's bad too. I would say an 8.
Climate change?
5.
The country's economy going into a recession soon?
A 9.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The first one is, the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational purposes, recreational use.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
I agree somewhat.
The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
I seriously agree.
And that would be strongly.
Mm-hmm, strongly.
Thank you. The government should provide free child care to all families.
Strongly agree.
Raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
Strongly agree.
The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Strongly agree.
Ban assault weapons.
Strongly agree.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. You know, that would be... I don't agree with that, okay? I forget how the scale go, but, you know, it's...
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In which of the following situations should employer be required by law to give their workers paid time off? You can choose any of them. So I'm going to give you the list, and you tell me yes or no. Mothers giving birth to a child, yes or no?
You said they should get the day off, you're saying? But I didn't understand what...
Yes. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Mothers giving birth to a child, yes or no?
Yes.
Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child?
Yes.
When dealing with a mental health episode?
Yes.
Death of a family member?
Yes.
Sickness or serious injury?
Yes.
Fathers adopting a child?
Yes.
Mothers adopting a child?
Yes.
Caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say it's very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Very often. Have any of the following things happened to you or a family member of your household in the last 12 months? Your home was vandalized or broken into. It could be anyone in the household or yourself.
No.
Money or property was stolen?
Yes.
Was it you or a household member?
Me.
I'm so sorry about that, by the way. Car was stolen or broken into?
Well, I can't answer that because the house wasn't broken into, but someone took it. So it was someone that was let into the house. So I don't know how you answer that.
So that would be the first one, I think. Home was vandalized or broken into?
Yeah, but no one broke in the house, you know, so it had to be someone that we knew. You understand what I'm saying? They didn't break in. It was nothing broken in, but stuff was stolen. So it had to be some, you know, it had to be one of my grandkids or something had to let somebody in here. And they. So I don't know how to answer that. It wasn't broken in, so.
That's fine. We will leave it as that. What about the car, if it was stolen or broken into?
No, I don't have no car.
Okay. Violent crime, such an assault?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, switching gears a bit, and with us, these are the last questions, and they are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
1 year college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
Well, I live in Harlem. I live in the city, so I don't know.
Urban.
Yeah.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Times a year. Now I'm going to read you a list of outlets for stations. For each one, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. The first one is MSNBC. Is it very often, somewhat often, not often?
What was that? I didn't understand what was that.
Yes, the list of news outlets. Please let me know how often you regularly watch or read them in a span of a week. The first one was MSNBC.
I would say every day.
So that would be very often?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The next one is network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Very often.
Your local TV news?
Very often.
CNN?
Not that often.
Fox News?
Often.
Somewhat often or not that often?
Somewhat often.
Somewhat often. Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you say you're a strong Democrat or not strong?
Yes, Democrat? Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Do you have Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance, or other?
I have health insurance from my job, retired private insurance.
Thank you. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Is it you, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly?
Well, it's me. I don't have a spouse.
Yeah, I know. So that would be you or another relative? Or
it would be me.
Thank you. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Or just stop me when I get to your category. Under $15,000, $50,000 to $30,000, $30,000 to...
Okay, you said... What's the next one? $30,000 to what?
To $50,000.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. And this was the last question. I thank you very much for your patience. And now you can go. You're free.
All right. Yeah, I have to go. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Yeah,
I'm coming.
Have a wonderful day.